Johnny Mathis is coming to Boise. The 81-year-old singer celebrated his 60th year as a recording artist in 2016. He's recorded 78 original albums and has sung with everyone from Barbra Streisand to Ray Charles. He's known for a long string of hits. He's had 43 singles on the Billboard pop charts, including Chances Are, It's Not For Me to Say, and 6 original Christmas albums. Back in 1955, Mathis was at a crossroads. He was faced with a decision: take a chance as an athlete in the Olympic trials or sign a recording contract with Columbia Records. Mathis told our Samantha Wright about the decision that defined the rest of his life and career.
And lo and behold, during the same week that I was to go to New York and make my first recording, I got a chance to try out for the Olympics as a high jumper at the University of California in Berkeley, which was a little, it was a far-fetched idea that I would make the team because I was right on the border as far as the best results were concerned. So instead of becoming a world-famous high jumper, I went to New York and started my singing career.
Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think, what would have happened if I had gone on and become an Olympic athlete?
Well, I thought that just having been thought of as a competitor would have been a great, great idea, because I was and still am very athletic-minded, and I thought it would have been hot stuff, but not to happen, not to be.
And instead, you went on with this great career, 61 years in the business. You have done so many things, so many songs, and performed with so many people, and had all these wonderful accomplishments. Does anything stand out? Do you think about anything in particular, you know, from day to day that sticks in your mind?
The thing that's constant in my mind is how fortunate I have been in my career to actually sing with and in tandem and make recordings with some of the great singers that I admired over the years. Oh, my goodness. Some of the ones that I've sung with, maybe not recorded with, Nat King Cole, the great Leontine Price, people of that stature. And I still think of myself as a little kid who's struggling. You couldn't imagine it. It's just a thrill. And the wonderful aspect of it, I come from a large family, and I sing because my dad was a singer, and he kind of was, you know, my booster. He and my mom were my best pals. I'm so grateful for the time that I had with them. They didn't live to be very old, but we were very, very close all our lives, and they got an opportunity to see my success as a singer, and I was more than happy about anything in my life as far as my parents were concerned, because they worked so hard to support 7 children. It was so gratifying to be able to have an early success and to have them be a part of it.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I've been lucky, very, very lucky.
And I think it's wonderful that you do still love what you do. We hear a lot about artists these days who, you know, burn out a little bit after doing something for the millionth time. And you're so dedicated to the audience. You want the audience to have a good time.
Yeah, and there's certain aspects of your life where you get very lucky. And I was lucky, for instance, to realize and to have people tell me that, you know, you're not going to be able to do it unless you're physically capable of doing, especially something like singing, which is a physical, very physical, as well as mental and everything else. But I've just kind of fallen into some good habits along the way. Let's face it, there's so many pitfalls along the way that could happen and do happen to a lot of wonderful artists. But I've been lucky, but I really love what I do. It changes all the time. I get advice from people about songs to sing. I go back in my career and remember the first times I saw a Broadway show and take something from that and introduce it to the audience. and they're hearing it for the first time, and they think it's all new. No. Not much new. Everything is kind of somebody somewhere has done it. I'm just repeating what I really love to do, and I've been lucky at it.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view.
Johnny Mathis is working on a new album, which will be released this summer. He'll be performing Thursday night at the Morrison Center in Boise. Love.